T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program. Good Wednesday. Welcome in. All right, so Disney Resorts, and I believe what's up with this is that it's due to what happened in Vegas. That's the only thing I can think of. Disney, in Walt Disney World at least, guests staying there have already experienced tighter security policies, which include the removal of the Do Not Disturb door sign. The markers have been swapped out for room occupied signs that will alert maintenance and staff that guests are currently in their rooms, but will not stop Disney from coming in. The sign accompanies a new policy that requires Disney employees to enter each hotel room at least once a day to ensure the safety and security of guests and property. Under the old rules, employees would pass by rooms marked with the Do Not Disturb sign. However, now Disney says the hotel and its staff reserve the right to enter your room for any purpose, including but not limited to performing maintenance and repairs or checking on the safety and security of guests and property. Though guests will no longer have the option to keep the staff out, the company assures it will give notice prior to entering the room by knocking and announcing they're coming in. Well, that's nice to know. I'd love to get you on board. Now, these are apparently the ones they're testing are the hotels. Just by piecing together, they may not say this, but it seems to me that these are the hotels where there might be a lookout over various areas of the park with someone up to what we saw in Las Vegas. This is just another, the broader thing here, it's just another sign of what we live in. But I can't. Now, look, they have the right to do whatever they want with their properties, and people have a right to go or not go. Would that bother you if you could not put out the Do Not Disturb sign at a particular point? You know, you didn't want your room done then. You would sleep in a little bit later, and then you're going to be leaving when you choose to leave, and then you take off the Do Not Disturb sign, and they can come in and clean the room, something like that. Under this, they can go in at any point they want. They do knock and announce they're coming in. And apparently, based upon this, there's hotels near the monorail, the Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, the Contemporary Resorts, near the Magic Kingdom. They've already started to enforce this. Now, here's the thing. You can say, well, that's just Disney. You know what happens with these things. Once one major company, once one trend starts to be broken there by this, I'm not sure if other hotels have done it yet, then you're going to see a movement toward doing this. I kind of liken this. I'm pretty close to likening this to taking off your shoes at the airport. In other words, we have, in the wake of 9/11 and beyond, put into play a number of procedures that seem to me I'm willing to do, but we're not willing to profile. You know, we're not willing to take a look at any other warning signs. Like this guy in Vegas, how is he able to get all those ways? We still don't know with the police, and they're not going to tell us just about anything about it. But we're going to see trends based upon this. You know, maybe just having, I don't know, people in the hotel that are more proactive looking for other warning signs, but that might be viewed as profiling. Versus making everybody uncomfortable by saying you can't put out a Do Not Disturb sign now. As I said, you have the right. If you don't like it, then go to someplace else. Do you see that as something, though, that's kind of off-putting as a hotel guest? I do. And it's any number of these security procedures or different procedures that we've submitted ourselves to that we go along with. I don't like the shoes at the airport and all that stuff. I don't like some of the officiousness of the people that are supposedly protecting us, because I realize that we are still allowing and still not profiling. We're putting into secondary questioning people that have no business. Well, you'll see, there's going to be someone blonde-haired, blue-eyed, 80 years old, you know, all those arguments you hear that's going to engage in some kind of attack, then you'll learn. And my response is always, of course, we should have a degree of alertness, but if we're looking for a needle in a haystack, we got to at least know what a needle looks like. We got to know where we're trying at least to prevent, right? Instead of bothering everybody with this nonsense and putting another new thing in there to allegedly make us more secure. 855-839-1210. Now, this one may, maybe they're not going to be coming into rooms willy-nilly. They're just putting the policy out there, and they're hoping to scare off people that might target Disney properties. That they, you know, have, they're making them believe that this might not be a gun-free zone, that you might have some degree of ability to realize that someone might come in at any moment. 855-839-1210. You got a line right now. Bill, you had a comment about Disney?
I think this whole thing, it's like, on paper, this sounds good-hearted and good-spirited. But then, like, even the simplest things like the heavy sleepers or the late-night sleepers that, like, will, because they start, my dad was in the hotel industry for years. And I remember he would, when we would stay in hotels when he was doing jobs and stuff like that, the cleaning people start relatively early, 9 a.m., 8:30 a.m., give or take a couple.
Oh, sure.
But like, I, when I was younger, I would sleep till 10 or 11. So I think it would be cause more awkward scenarios. Like, I'm sure the guest has the every right to say, hold on, I'm getting changed. But now they're getting rushed, they're flustered, they're already angry. It's already setting off, you're starting on the bad foot.
There might be somebody else in there in the room with you, too, that has to scuttle onto the covers.
Right. Like, yeah. That's a total, like, and we joke about that, but that's a total possibility.
Oh, exactly. It's not at Disney. Industry. Come on now. It's not happening at Disney.
So, like, I think it's good-spirited, good-hearted for what they're trying to do in the wake of Vegas, but they're going about it the wrong way.
Oh, I would agree with that. Now, I don't know what other security measures they take, but I agree with you. And here's one person said, we bought a motorhome when I retired because of the security issues at Disney Guest. Like, you never know when someone can come into your room when you're not in your room. The changes are not expected to roll out in the coming week, but some Disney guests are already balking at them. Bill's already balking from his perch here, and I am too. And the broader thing is, these things are well-intentioned. There's no intention not to. But what they end up doing, broadly, in this war on terrorism, the war we're currently fighting and will fight for our lives, is to inconvenience people, to create just another thing that you got to deal with, and not really get at the heart of the people out there that mean to cause harm and go and attack Disney. 855-839-1210. I think this would trigger me not staying at a hotel if I saw that here or had a sense, hey, you can't put out the do not disturb sign. I don't want to deal, you know, all things being equal, I don't want to deal with another thing like this. How many things do you have to check and deal with? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get him right now. Do you see this as, oh, no, this is the world that we live in. This way, there's not going to be anybody holed up in the room like the guy in Vegas. By the way, which we still don't know anything about, the Vegas cops, we're not going to tell you. I think these Vegas cops might work with Amtrak. They're the same sort of mentality. What are you talking about, Don, with Vegas? That seems like 100 years ago. That's what they want. They have never fully come clean about everything that happened with that. And I usually don't want to be critical of police, but in this case, yeah, I'm going to be critical of them. It's a perfect example. We haven't gotten to the bottom of that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.